This is Ozarks at Large for Friday, April 19th, 2013. I'm Kyle Kellums.
And I'm Antoinette Grajeda. KUAF is supported by Mockingbird Moon, a yarn shop for knitters and creative spirits specializing in natural yarn in the natural state. Located at exit 86 off Interstate 540 in Bentonville, Mockingbird Moon is open 6 days a week, Tuesday through Sunday. More information on the web at mockingbirdmoon.com or 268-4378.
Today's edition of Ozarks at Large, we have the only hour of radio you'll hear today with classical flute and hip-hop performed live. Bryce Smith, who will perform with the Arkansas Philharmonic Orchestra in Bentonville tomorrow night, will play the flute.
While Smarty Jones provides the rhymes. We also have our weekly conversation about business and politics with Michael Tilley from thecitywire.com and more.
First, Governor Mike Beebe says the package of tax cuts approved by the Senate yesterday is acceptable to him because the near-term impact should not be too adverse, though he says he does worry about the cuts' long-term impacts. Those cuts trim a little more than $10 million in projected revenue from the fiscal year 2014 budget, but the figure jumps to $86 million for fiscal year 15 and about $140 million the year after that. The governor says the legislation's framers base the escalating cuts on what he calls rosy projections of economic growth. But even though Governor Beebe will be long gone from the governor's mansion by the time the heaviest reductions take effect, he says they make him a little nervous.
And I have an obligation to the next governor or to the folks, to the people going forward, to at least call their attention that if their assumptions are not right, if their optimism about what the economy will continue to do and grow, then they're going to be in a mess. And they're either going to have to undo some of those tax cuts or have huge budget cuts.
Governor Beebe made his comments last night on the AETN program, Arkansans Ask.
A proposed constitutional amendment that would, among other things, prohibit state legislators and constitutional officers from accepting gifts from lobbyists is closer to being on the 2014 ballot after passing the Senate yesterday. Representative Warwick Sabin, a Democrat from Little Rock, is a co-sponsor of the joint resolution, which would also loosen term limits. He says lawmakers can currently spend 6 years in the House and 10 in the Senate. His proposal would let them use the 16 years in any combination.
I know a lot of people are suspicious when you talk about letting legislators serve longer, but the truth is the public is served when legislators have a bit more strength relative to the executive branch and the lobbying community.
The proposal is supported by Regnat Populus, a group which tried to get similar reforms on the ballot last year.
In a press conference yesterday, officials heading the Mayflower oil spill cleanup effort said the air and water qualities in affected areas remain at safe levels for residents. 270 boxes of solid waste materials have been removed from the site, but more decontamination must be done to remove the 5,000 barrels of spilled oil. Faulkner County Judge Alan Dodson, the local on-scene coordinator, says he's assuring residents that the Mayflower Incident United Command Team has experts and trained staff to handle all aspects of the cleanup.
We started pumping at 7 o'clock this morning in advance of the expected rain. We feel good about containment of the oil where it's at, and we feel good about our ability to manage the level of the water there.
A Mayflower resident asked the panel how they would address seepage beneath the highway and in other hard-to-reach areas. Karen Tyrone is the vice president of ExxonMobil Pipeline Company.
When we've done the macro cleanup, when all the free oil is cleaned up, there's another phase to this, and that's the remedial. And it will involve things like continuing to have some boom out there in case there is a sheen or seepage that's unexpected. We'll have that protection in place. We'll monitor that. So that is an important phase of the entire effort.
The Arkansas Department of Health approved the reentry of some of the residents into their homes, but none have yet returned to the neighborhood.
Plans for the Ben Guerin Aquatic Center in Fort Smith are back on track after the Sebastian County Quorum Court earlier this week approved a $4 million budget appropriation for its share of the center's cost. While approval of the appropriation has been held up, first by the lack of a supermajority vote by justices of the peace and later by the issue being tabled, County Judge David Hudson says he is pleased that the project is once again moving forward.
I considered the interlocal agreement that we adopted in 2012 to be a commitment to proceed with the project, and it was a commitment not to the city of Fort Smith so much as it was to the citizens that we all serve. So I was greatly relieved that we finally got it approved and so we can move forward, and I'm hopeful that we can continue to stay on the same construction schedule that we had anticipated.
Hudson referred to a 2010 feasibility study that assessed associated entrance fees and salaries from similar water parks in the market. Though the salaries and fees for the Aquatic Center have been adjusted since then, the study showed that the park could lose more than $100,000 in the first year of operation and smaller losses in subsequent years. Hudson says once the park is open and more people are aware of it, the increased revenue will bring the Aquatic Center closer to breaking even.
The 11th annual Take Back the Night event is scheduled for tonight in Fayetteville. The annual event is a product of the University of Arkansas's Pat Walker Health Center Star Central Office and the Respect Peer Education Group. Dr. Mary Wyatt Hebert is the director of both groups. She says the event is an important tool aimed at raising awareness of sexual violence and violence against women.
11 years ago, a peer education group at the University of Arkansas, known as Respect, had decided, you know, it's time to bring this back to the area as a way of the community at large and the campus community joining efforts as a unified voice to speak out against violence against women, as well as sexual violence in particular. Over the years, it has kept a similar underlying tone that it's always been about speaking out against violence against women and sexual violence. It has a general format, but different events happen as far as different speakers and different elements are added from time to time depending on the climate of that particular year.
She says nationally, one in four women will be sexually assaulted within their 4 years of college, a statistic she says has persisted for 3.5 decades.
The Northwest Arkansas Naturals are back in the saddle after a 3-2 win at home last night against the Tulsa Drillers. The win comes after the Nats dropped all three games of a road series earlier this week against the Frisco Rough Riders. The Naturals continue the series against Tulsa tonight at Arvis Ballpark in Springdale.
Mostly clear tonight. Lows will be in the mid-30s, mostly sunny. Highs from 66 to 70 throughout the listening area. Tomorrow night, cloudy, not as cold. Lows in the mid to upper 40s.